So we're continuing the sugya of Efshol Sokto, and let's just remind ourselves of what we know. There was a piece of meat that in the first cooking it was no same time. That means the ratio between the Iser and the Heter was 1 to 30, let's say. And then you took this piece of meat and you cooked it in the second Kedera. Here you have Shishin. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simon Kuf Vav, that piece of meat, even though the shishim, but the piece of meat that originally in the first Kedera received the Ta'am of Isur, that piece of meat remains Asura, Chaticha Asura. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Kuf Vav. In contrast, we saw that back in Tzadi Beis, he assumes that Efshel Sokto Mutter, and therefore when the Chaticha now falls into the second Kedera, not only is the rest of the Kedera Muteres, but even that Chaticha itself, Choseres Lios Muteres. Fine. So what we're going to focus on today is not the contradiction between the two, and we had a long discussion about this on Tuesday with the Be'er HaGolah, if you remember the difference between Tzadi Beis, which is on a Doraisa level, and Kufav is on a Drabana level. That was 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that was the Terutz.
Oh, that was the Terutz, yeah. So we're not going to go through that again. We're going to focus now on Kuvav. And Kuvav is based on the Rashba against the Tur. The Tur doesn't understand this whole concept of Eino Niflat Lagamri. The Rashba says that why is Efshel Soto Asur? Because the Tam still remains in that Chaticha. And the Tur objects to that because he understands that the Tam leaves the Chaticha and it's equally distributed in the entire Kedera, and that's why Bittul works. And if that be the case, what's left in the original Chaticha, that Tam itself could not engender any sort of Isur. Oh, good. Now, let's just review one other point. The Beit Yosef quotes the Rashba here in Kufav, and then he says Utmioli, and he has a real problem with the Rashba. Let's go over it. The Beit Yosef asks the following: if the Rashba is worried about Eino Niflat Lagamre, that in the second Kedera somehow an unusual measure of the Tam Ha'iser is still trapped in this Chaticha and it's not Niflat, so why not just give it to a Kfeila? That was the problem that the Beit Yosef had. We don't find within the context of Efshel Soto Asur that there's some sort of limitation rule, of a conditional clause, that there's no kfeila there. We can't find the kfeila. And the absence of a kfeila, we have to be choshesh, we have to be worried that Ein Atam Niflat Lagamri. That's not what we find. We find that Efshel Soto Asur is an absolute unconditional rule. And the Rashba doesn't begin to understand that. You're telling me you're worried that some significant part of the Tam is left in the Chaticha. Give it to a Kfeila. And if the Kfeila tells you that he doesn't taste any Tam, then Gandik, the story is over, finito, and you know that there's no Tam there, and then everything is Mutter. So what is Efshel Soto Asur, even if the Kfeila tells you he didn't taste anything? And at this point, the Beis Yosef seems to retreat and reinterpret the Rashba based on a Tshuvas Ramban. And the one who really, shall I say, embellishes this and illuminates this is the Pri Chadash. So let's, without further ado, let's see the Pri Chadash. I'm sorry, the Pri Magadon. I'm sorry, my mistake. I do that very often. I switch my fruits. But this one is the Pri Magadon. Now the Pri Magadon splits, as you know, into two parts. There's the Mishpatot Zav and there's the Sifsei Das. In this case, we're looking at the Sifsei Das. Now, what I have in front of me, and again, I would love you to purchase this, but I'm not, this is not an official class that I can force you, to buy certain college textbooks, But I have what's called the Friedman edition of the Shulchan Aruch, and it's just Madurat Friedman. It's just a wonderful. It's the cutting edge. I mean, it's got everything. You name it, the kitchen sink, as we would say. So anyway, so here it happens to be on Pei Gimel. If you ever buy yourself, the edition of Friedman, you'll know it's on Pei Gimel. All right, he says da. You have this on your photo. This is from Bar Ilan. The Harashba Bi Aruch. Kasa Vizelishono. You see, so far we haven't really seen the Rashba inside. You know, we've been talking about the Rashba for quite a while. Let's see the words of the Rashba. So the Rashba says the following: Afilu lefi divrei Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay, let's just take a step back. Rabbeinu Ephraim is the Rishon who's famous, the original Rishon who makes this breakthrough, and he says that the principle called Chaticha Nasis Nevela, which we saw in Chulin on Daf Kufches, applies only, exclusively, to Basar B'Cholav. So if you take that Cholav and you change the vowels from Cholav to Chelev, then there's no din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. And B'li Neder, as we go along today, will explain what the logic of Rabbeinu Ephraim is. Why does he limit the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela to Basar B'Cholav and refuses to extend it beyond Basar B'Cholav to all other Isurim? So therefore, Rabbeinu Ephraim establishes that if you cook Chelef, which is Shari Isurim, together with a Chatichas Basar in such a way that it's no same time, now if this piece of meat falls into another Kedera, you don't have to be Mevatel the entire piece of meat. All you have to be Mevatel is the Chelef, is the Kezayis Chelef that was Nivla in this piece of meat. Whereas had it been Basar B'Cholav, you would need, through the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, Shishim in the second Kedera against the entire piece of meat. It would not be sufficient to calculate Shishim against the Tipas Cholav, but in Chelev, that's exactly what we do. And that's what we saw here in the Mechaber, who says that, and I'll read to you the language, Lo Omru Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela El Bibasa B'Cholav, Avalo V'Shar Isurim Kegon Kezayis Chelev Shenivla V'Chaticha, V'Ein V'Shishim Levakla V'Nesra, V'Akach Mishle Macheros, Ein Tzarech El Shishim Kedei Kezayis Chelev. And the Mechaber is here paskening like Rabbeinu Ephraim. The one who disagrees with the Mechaber, you can always guess, if I ever ask you the question, who disagrees with the Mechaber, what's your answer always going to be, without even thinking?
The Ramah,
of course. And the Ramah is going to disagree over and over and over again. I think in three different places he disagrees with this psak of the Rashba based on the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he holds the Ramah is of the opinion that we're not going to rely on Rabbeinu Ephraim and we're going to apply the principle of Hanan even in Shari Surah. But that's not relevant to our discussion now because we are studying the Rashba, and the Rashba accepts Rabbeinu Ephraim. That means in Shari Surim, when you cook the Chelev in the Basar, and there's no Bittul, there's no Shishim, it's no same time, now your problem is just simply that Kezayis Chelev that's Balua inside the Chaticha. That's where your focal point of your problem is. There's no Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Oh. So what does the Rashba say? Chaticha Shenesra V'nafla l'kedera sheyesh shishim. Now this chaticha falls into a second cooking, and the shishim against the kezayis chelev. Nevertheless, he atzma asura. In other words, the Rashba is coming to exclude the following logic. This is wrong. Now, what I'm going to give you now are brackets, and in front of the brackets is a minus sign. Okay, what does it say in the brackets? The brackets would argue the following. If I accept Hanan in Shari Surim, then the Basar itself becomes Nevela, becomes Isur. Then I understand that that Basar, once it becomes Nevela, there's nothing to do with it. You know, you can't salvage it. No matter what you do, you stand on your head, it's Nevela. You know, so we kept giving the mashal, if you put a red X on the Nevela, now you can identify it. You'll have to get rid of that Nevela no matter what. Even if it falls into a pot of a million pieces of meat, the Nevela is always Nevela. So you might think that when do we apply the principle of Efshel Esokto Asur? That's only when you have Chaticha Nasis Nevela. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, in Shari Surim, for example, Chelev, we don't have Chaticha Nasis Nevela. So you might think that all you have is a problem of time. You know, the Basar itself is not a Gufo Shel Isur. And therefore, once you get rid of that Tam, and it's brought to the second Kedera, the Chatif itself becomes Muteres. And that's called Efshe Soto Muter. No, says the Rashba, even if I adopt the position of Rabbeinu Ephraim, and even if I assume the problem with this piece of meat is the chelev habolua betocho, and all I need in the second kedusha shishim against the chelev, that kezayis chelev, because we don't extend chanan from basu b'chol to shari surim, nevertheless that chaticha remains asura. And why is that so? Says the Rashba. Lefisha kvar nesra v'ha iser hanivla ba eino yotze. If you could possibly underline those five words, v'ha iser hanivla ba ein yotze. You're going to have to get rid of that piece of meat, says the Rashba, not because of chaticha nasis nevela. No, there is no chaticha nasis nevela in the case of chelev. We passing like Rabbi Ephraim. We have to get rid of that piece of meat because
who's asking?
No, because the tam hanivla ba eino yotze. Do you remember this? This is what's going to incur the wrath of the Torah. What do you mean the tam is eino yotze? The tam is equally distributed. But the Rashba holds not like that. The Rashba holds efshel soto asur because the tam hanivla ba eino yotze. There's still tam trapped in that piece of meat. You can't get it out.
It's the same as chanan for intents and purposes.
Exactly.
Well, again, if you're going to ask me about the rest of the Kedera, the rest of the Kedera is muteres, even though there's no shishim against the chaticha. There's only shishim against that one kezayis of chelev. So we're not saying chanan over here. But with regard to that piece of meat, you're going to have to get rid of it, again, not because of chanan, but because the chelev is still there. For example, if this piece of meat falls into a third mixture after you pull it out, again, you'll only need shishim against that one kezayis of chelev. You know, again, we're not saying the same thing as chanan. What we're saying is that you just cannot successfully ascertain and be absolutely sure that you got rid of the chelev habalu, and therefore you can assume lechumra, shall we say, mitzad sofik, that there's a real serious tam of chelev still trapped in that chaticha, and it did not successfully get out. You know, there was no matir asurim as far as the double mashma matir asurim. You can't be matir the sisa because you can't be matir the chavush mi beis hakela. So that's why I want you to underline here, the iser hanivla ba eino yotze.
So he's contradicted. So how did Beragola explain?
Wait a second. Before you get to Beragola, Zev, we're still in what's called the Rashba Ha'aruch. The punchline is going to come with what's called the Rashba HaKotzah. As I told you before, the Rashba wrote two.
And he changed his mind.
Yeah, well, okay, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but that's what we're going to analyze. And that's going to be the Gevaldige Chiddushia of the Prima Gadol. And you know, if I only saw the next two paragraphs of the Prima Gadol, that's all I knew about the Prima Gadol, I would give him a PhD. Just for what we're going to see in the next two paragraphs. A brilliant analysis in which he takes the Rashba HaOruch, and then he presents the Rashba Kotzer, and he tells you to read the words carefully, meticulously, and see the difference. I get so excited about this, I get emotional. Alright. So that the Iser of Chelev, the Tam Chelev, in this Chaticha, is Eino Niflat, it doesn't go out of Misari from our Rotav. It doesn't get mixed up in the Rotav. It's still trapped in the Chaticha. Ve'olkach? Ein lahatir Chaticha Rishona Shekibla Tam. And then I would underline the next four words. This is also the Rashba. Ve'yeshba Tam Iser. It has within it a Tam Iser. Again, which words are bubbling? The words of whom, I want you to identify him. You know, we used to, when we were kids, they say mi omar, you know, mi omar el mi. You know, remember all those things. So who would be the person who right now would get up and ask a kasha?
Beit Yosef.
Exactly. Excellent. The Beit Yosef, give it to a kfeila.
Yeah.
So right now, the Prima Gadol in his presentation, he's not ready for that. But what he is ready for is to quote to you the words of the same Rashba, not a different Rashba, the same Jew, who lived in Spain about 1,000 years ago. You know, next trip to Barcelona, you'll see exactly where the Imamish, they tell you, even in the Goyim, the Spaniards, But again, I don't have too many good words for them. But anyway, the Spaniards will tell you, if you look carefully, when you get to the Cajal, exactly where the Rashba walked. You can walk on the cobblestones of the Rashba. Alright, anyway.
Was that in Barcelona, did you say?
In Barcelona, correct. And that's where the Ramban was for a period of time. And Rabbi Yonah left Barcelona to Girona, which is also not far away. And once again, you could walk on the same cobblestones that Rabbi Yonah walked on. I'm not telling you to go to Spain. Don't get me in deep trouble here. You know. No, I'm not saying not to go to Spain. I'm just telling you, don't. You make your own decision, but don't tell your rabbi. Berzon told me I could walk on the cobblestones of Avignon, and therefore I should go to Spain.
You can say not to go to Spain because it's too much.
Correct, in general, but in that sense, you know, Spain is no different than Brooklyn, New York. You know what I'm saying? Ube Kotzer. Okay, now we have the later authorship of the Rashba, the same author, Kosa. Now watch this. This is the brilliance of the Prima Gaon. Lefi she'ein ha'isur sheba niflat mimenu legamre. Look at that. Underline those words and compare them to the previous underline of ha'isur nivla eino yotze. In the first case, we said the tam ha'isur is not yotze. Now he's saying that the bliya is not yotze legamre. Okay? That's the end of the quote. Says the Prima Gaudim, Hama'ayin Heitev, if you're very careful, Yirestira, you will find a contradiction between the Aruch and the Kotzer. Diba Aruch Kotzer She'ein Ha'isur Yotze. Yirtzeh, it says what we call Ratzalomer, what does that mean? The Efsha She'ein Yotze Klal. Eino Yotze means it's possible that it doesn't go out at all. It's simply totally trapped there. You've got a Kizayis Blia of Chelav still stuck in the trapped in the walls of his Katicha. Al Yidea wrote it. Okay, in the parentheses here, he wants to show you that it's not that we're absolutely sure, but we have to be concerned about that. Oh. Umida Mesayim v'yesh batam isur, right? I told you not to learn those words as well. Is mashma the achshav yesh batam isur? That what we're afraid of and what we have to be concerned about is now there's a real bona fide full fledged tam isur left in this chaticha. That's called efshel soto us. Oh, now he comes up with the without quoting the Beis Yosef. Ulefizeh, if we take the aruch. Al yidei te'imas kfeila mizbareh. The whole thing was just an assumption or a fear on our part, lest the tam was trapped in the. So give it to a kfeila. That's your litmus test. Vishari osa chaticha. And then there's no reason why the Rashba would say, the Rashba Aruch, that it remains osa. It only remained osa because lo and behold, how do I know? How can I convince myself beyond the shadow of a doubt that the tam went out? There's a serious tam left in. Oh, I gave it to kfeila. Now I convince myself that I know, I clarified that the tam went out, then the chaticha is muteres. It's not that efshel soto is absolute and efshel soto is irreversible. Again, we have a very serious chashash because, again, if the tam of Isur is still there and it ain't no niflat, then what kind of Isur are we dealing with, Rabosai? Doraita or Drabana? A Doraita, for sure, because we're talking about tam ki ikar. Again, if the tam of this chelev didn't go out, if you want to be machmir and just think that way, then you're dealing with the Doraita. So something Doraita l'chumra over here. But if we have a kfeila, you remove the suffix, you've clarified that the tam of the chelev completely went out, and you were successful in being soche at the time, and therefore the chaticha certainly goes back to its original state of being muteris.
So what you're saying that the Rashba Aruch would be quite happy to have a kefela?
Correct.
Even though he doesn't say so.
He doesn't say so. That's the Prima Gaudim saying so. And we found it a few centuries earlier, historically, in the Beit Yosef, that there's no reason in the world to say that if your chashash is that, well, eino niflat legamre, that's what you're worried about, that if the kfeila tells you it was niflat legamre, that you should still insist that it become, that it remain us.
But the Beit Yosef seems to indicate that that's not what the Rashba thinks.
Oh, so where is the Beit Yosef coming from? He's coming from a later what's the word I'm looking for? Dialogue, for the time being, we'll use that word. A dialogue between the Rashba and his Rebbe, the Ramban, in which the Rabban straightened out the Rashba. He clarified for him the nature of Efshel Soto Asur, and the Rashba codified that new understanding in the Kotzer. That's what he says, Ve'ilu be'kotzer, when he tells you where it was printed, Kasav, the same Rashba, says, Lefisha Ein Iser Niflat Legamre, that truly Iser left, but there's still something left. I call it a vestige of Tam Chelev that still remains behind. Yayin Shah. Umilas Legamre Yora, this word is meant to teach us the Hawking cover. This word, Afilu Tamok Fela. According to the Kotzer, and this is where the Kotzer is Machmir, even if the Kfela tells you, guess what, there's no Tam of Chelev here, Mikomakom, Hoil the Efshel Levrure Shalonisha Klumba. Right, all the Kfela could clarify you is that there's no ratio left of 1 to 59. I'm sorry, yeah, of 1 to 59, but he can't tell you that there's no ratio of 1 to 61, that he can't tell you, because he can only taste a 1 to 59. Again, I'm just using these numbers, don't hold me to this, but what I'm saying is, he can only tell you that there's no significant tam, a tam which fits under the description, the category of tam ki ikar, that he can tell you, but what he can tell you is, he cannot clarify for you that there's no tam at all, there's still tam left. Ubishim Haki, therefore, Efshel is Sotal Kolpanim Asur Bashar Isurim, even in Shari Surim it's Asur. And why, says the Kotzer, because there's some vestige of Tom left. Ah, you'll ask me the Kasha, but wait a second, I don't understand. So what if there's Tom left, but that Tom is not what word? Tasteable? Is there such a word in English? It's not a tasteable tam. I have to find a better word for it. But
recognizable?
It's not a recognizable tam. So why should it be awesome? That question, the Prima Gadim doesn't address. But I think the one who addressed that question was the Baragola. And the Baragola says that as long as there's still tam left, even though that tam is insignificant, the Rabbanan instituted a new Iser, which is called Efshel Sota Derabbanan, not the Iser Doraisa or the Suffolk Iser Doraisa of Efshel Sota, not because we assume that there's a serious amount of Tam, which is a ratio of 1 to 59. No. The Rabbanan are going way beyond that. They are instituting a brand new Iser. We discussed this at great length on Tuesday, called Efshel Soto Asu, which means Kevan Shenesra Chaticha Zu. The Rabbanan say, as long as there's still some time left, we got to get rid of this piece. We're not going to be matir this piece. It remains a Chaticha Asura, and the Kfeil is not going to help you Kiyuzer, because what's the Kfeil going to tell you? They didn't taste the tam. We're not talking about that tam. That tam for sure is gone, because the Kfeila clarified that. But we're worried about any sort of vestige of tam, even if it's imperceivable. Oh, that's a better word. Instead of unrecognizable, imperceivable. And that itself somehow continues the Iser within this Chaticha, albeit only Derabbanan. And here, Abosai, is where I mentioned Rebbe Kivega. Let's just review what Rebbe Kivega said. I know that was at the end of the Shia. We were a little bit pressured for time then. Now we have a little bit more time on our hands. And Rebbe Kivega says the following. Let's say I identify this Chaticha, and it's the Efshel Lesoto of the Kotzar. Or shall we call it the Efshel Lesoto of the Baragola Midrabbana. And now this Chaticha gets mixed up with other Chatichas. There are two other Chatichas. Now, on a Doraisa level, when we edit, whenever we have Yavesh B'Yavesh, we apply the principle of Bittul Merov. And therefore, when I take a piece of meat out of these three pieces, I have a right to assume it's not that that infected piece of meat. But Rabbi Kivega says that doesn't apply in a case of what's called Lach B'Yavesh. In Lach B'Yavesh, the law is that you require Shishim. And that's Doraisa. But we don't have Lach B'Yavesh here, we have Yavesh B'Yavesh. But we have a Tam of Chelev, which is Bolua, and that Tam of Chelev, which engenders the Yisra on this Chaticha, is Lach. That's not Yavesh. So this should be a case in which we have to suspend the law of Bittul Merov. Says Rebbe Kivega, no, we're going to apply Bittul Merov, because there's no Tam Chelev here that could Aser the other chatichos. Meaning, even if you went and you cooked this piece of meat with the other two chatichos, they would be mutaros, because efshel sota osa now means that you've already removed the tar. Now, I'm going to ask you the following question, but again, I hope it doesn't confuse you, because we're going to have to come back to this question soon. Is Rabbi Akiva Eger rejecting the aruch? Meaning, if you take a look at the next few words in the Prima Gadim, he says, "Ukidivrei hakotzer naktinam lahalacha dechazar meha'aruch." Meaning, historically, the kotzer comes after the aruch, and the Rashba rejected his original position and substituted his end position, which is in the kotzer. Shehu bachrono. The Ayin Beis Yosef Sima Kuvav v'tovin shekidvarai kenu. And that's, I think, what we worked out on Tuesday, that the Beis Yosef really has laid the framework, the groundwork, for the Prima Gadim. It's like, you know, when they send out the Chayalim, you know, the first Chayalim in the battalion, they call it Rachech et HaKarka, you know, they have to soften the ground, so then the Chayalim afterwards come through, you know. So it's the Beis Yosef who really softened the ground for this Prima Gadim. So if I would ask you the following question, based on what the last line that we read in the Prima Gadim, before we get to the Yatzalon Ledin, here's the question I want to ask you. La'alacha, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like A, the Aruch, B, the Kotzer, or C, both? And what's your general answer? Well, I didn't see that. But Zev, you may be right. You may be right. But I didn't see it. I saw the words. Again, I'm very merubah today. And he says, "Venaktinon." Let's read it again. Ukidivrei akotzar naktinon la'alocha dechazar bo me'aruch. So again, you may be saying something brilliant, Zev. But I just at this, you know, it's a little premature because I want to develop this pedagogically, step by step. When I read the words of the Prima Gadim, I assume that A, the Rashba completely reversed his original position, and B, we accept la halacha, the Rashba's final position, and not his first position.
Can I ask something?
Yeah, but the only thing is, I'm afraid we're not ready for it yet. But just maybe give me 5 minutes. If we accept that reading of the Prima Gadim, then Rabbi Kiva Eger is very beautiful. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, forget about the tam in this piece of meat. That tam is gone, as far as halach is concerned. It's just that there's a halach of efshel soto asur, which the Rabbanan created, and they said that there's a separate halach. This meat was once asur, it remains asur. Kamen shenes har nishar bi isuro. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's already yavish bi yavish, that lends itself to bittul merov. Why? Because this chaticha is not asur because of the tam. And in fact, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if I would go ahead and cook this piece of meat with two other pieces of meat, there's nothing to worry about. That tam would not infect the other two pieces of meat. Because the amount of tam balua that was nivla in this chaticha is completely gone. Okay, there's a vestige of it left, we'll call it a mashahu, in that chaticha. But there's no serious amount of tam. There's no nesinas tam of 159th. And therefore, what are you worried about? You want to suspend the halach of bittul. This is when the rabbanim suspend the halach of bittul in yomish v'yomish, is because if they cook the pieces of meat together, it would become a mixture of lach b'yomish, and we would need shishim. They were afraid that if they went ahead and they were matu this taroves of yomish v'yomish, somebody might turn a fire on under this taroves with the three pieces of meat. And if there's tam bolua in one of the pieces of meat, that tam bolua now spreads throughout the other two pieces of meat. You don't have shishim, and you're going to violate an isa doraisa. But in the case of yavesh b'yavesh, where there's no tam, let's say I have a piece of chametz and two pieces of matzah, and I cook them all together, nothing changes over here. Therefore, they allow the case of the halacha of bittul berov in the case of yavesh b'yavesh, as long as there's no mixture of lach. Once you introduce lach into the picture, there's no longer bittul, because we're afraid that you'll come to turn on the fire and cook them together. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, but in this case of efshel soto asur, if we accept the kotzar, which means that the tam went out, then what you're left with is just a piece of meat that's asur, because the Rabbanan created this new Isur of Efshel Asok to Asur, which means Kevin Shenesra is Mamshicha Liel Sasura, is that's a classical case of Yavish be Yavish, and it's Batul Baruch.
Therefore it's like a Chumrah and a Kura.
Correct. Exactly. Beautiful. And that's, I think, what Zev is bothered by. Okay, now Zev, you can ask your question. I think we're ready for your question.
If we go by the Aruch and the Tzigur, the picture which the Rav says, if he says that the Tam doesn't go out, would the Rashba say, let's say we've got three kezeitim of chaylev in that piece which is Asur, and then you add another two pieces of meat, and you cook it together, and... If the three
wait a minute, I'm getting a little confused. three kezeitim of chaylev. Okay,
and
I assume that you deliberately chose those numbers because we've been talking about one kezeit now. So
one kezeit, and our piece is only 20 kezeitim.
Okay, good.
Okay, and now you add another two pieces, which are also each 20 kezeitim.
Uh-huh.
If you say that the tam never leaves the piece which is in it, would the Rashba say these two pieces are mutar?
Again, you have one piece of meat that has a blia of a kezayit chelev. Is that the case?
Yes.
Okay. And how large is this piece of meat? We said it was 20 zeitim.
20 zeitim.
Okay. Now you throw in two other 20 zeitims worth of meat into this pot, yes, and they have no blia in it. Correct?
That's
no
right.
Blia. So the Rashba is saying that that piece of meat that has 20 zeitim in it, you're not allowed to eat. If you can identify it, you have to throw it out. Why? Because Efshel Soto also means that we're afraid that even though the Tam Haniflat is not Echad B'chamisha V'teisha, it's not an Osein Tam vis-a-vis the other two pieces of meat, correct? But nevertheless, as far as this meat is concerned, there's Tam that was a residue of Tam that was left behind.
In the Awo, let's say it's not 20, because each 20, each one is 19 kezeitim. Now we don't have 16.
19?
19.
So if you add the three pieces of meat together, you don't have shishim.
We don't have shishim.
Right, so everything is also.
Okay.
Right.
But if we say, if we're very pedantic about understanding the Aruch, he says the tam doesn't go out.
No. We have to worry about the tam not going out. Meaning, even if you're going to be mocked to the rest of the kedera, I'm still not convinced. And that's where kfeila is in the background. But I'm still not convinced and certain that the entire tam went out. So I'm going to be machmir in both directions. I tofes tachevel lechumer mishnei. On the one hand, I'm going to say that the entire maximum blia went out, and I'm going to need shishim against that entire maximum blia, which is kezayis. And at the same time, I'm going to assume that Tam Balil Lechumra remains in that piece, and if I can identify that piece, I can't eat.
And that's
where the Torah got very upset about.
And that's the understanding which we have of the Aruch.
That's our understanding of the Aruch.
Okay. So it's okay. Not because he says basically that the Tam Nisha, that means it actually doesn't go out.
Oh, so the Torah says, if you can tell me the Tam Nisha, so why are you asking the other Chatichos? So the Torah says Al Korchenu the Tam is not Nisha. So why are you asking this Chatich? That's where the Torah's objection to the Rashba, which we saw in Kuvav, I think back when, comes along the Beis Yosef, and he says no. What the Rashba is doing is he's taking a Chumrah on both extremes. He's going to say you have to be Machman assume on the one hand that the entire Blia went out, and then if the rest of the Kedera could become infected by that Blia unless you have Shishin. On the other hand, even though I'm going to assume Lechumra that the entire Blia went out, I'm going to assume Lechumra that the entire Blia remained in. And that's the Rashba Aruch.
But the Kot says it doesn't say. The Kot says Maitel with the other pieces.
What's the case again? There is shishin, there's not shishin. What do you mean the other pieces? The other pieces, everybody agrees that either there is shishin or there's not shishin. I'm not sure
so
what you mean.
If there is shishin, then you're okay with the other pieces.
Right, that's according to everybody. I mean, right, that's not a machlok between the Aruch and the Kotzer.
No.
And if there's no shishim, you have to throw out the whole kedera. That's both according to the Aruch. So the conceptual machlokus between the Aruch and the Kotzer is the following. Whereas the Aruch is worried about a serious tam, which is a problem of a doraisa nature, but can be resolved by a Kfela, the Kotzer is not worried about a serious tam. That serious tam, as the Torah says, the Torah is right, and the Rashi accepts the Torah in his Kotzer, that the tam is Poleid Achutza. El what, there's a little bit of tam left, and here the Rabbanan stepped in and they said, you know what? Once it was Asura, it remains Asura. Not because of the tam in a serious sense, meaning that tam is not dangerous for anybody, except for that one chaticha, because it allows the identity of that chatir to maintain itself as chaticha asura. And therefore, says the Kotzer, a kfeilo is not going to help you one way or the other, because the tam ho serpo is a tam that the kfeilo is not even going to be able to taste. So I can already tell you up front that the results of the kfeilo. Because again, the Torah is right. The Torah is saying that just like you, the logic that underlies, the premise that underlies your requirement of Shishim and the rest of the Kedera, to Mimat and the rest of the Kedera, is that the Tam Balu is Poleid, is that same logic leads you to the conclusion that this Chaticha is Muteres, because it doesn't have a serious Tam. The Tam went out. And the Rashba, the Kotzer, adopts the position of the Torah, but he's Machadesh, a new definition of Efshel Softo Asu, which means that if there's some vestige of Tam left, then the Chatichas Basar has not changed its identity of Isur, and the Rabbanan established that that's Asura. Says Rabbi Kiveger, which is beautiful now in the light of this, that if that piece of meat, Biyavish, gets mixed up with two other pieces of meat, we can be mocked the whole Tarovas with Rov. Why? Because what are you going to say? Well, let's suspend Rov because he might cook. He might mistakenly cook the thing. So what if he cooks all three? The Tam itself is insignificant. The Tam itself is what you call a Mashu. Mashu means it's the smallest measure of time. And that's not going to answer the other chatichos. Mashu means less than the ratio of 1 to 60.
So actually what he's saying, the machloka between the aroch and the katzar is, if the first piece is assumed deoraita or derabanan?
Correct. Do I assume that the first piece is deoraita because the time didn't go out? Or do I assume that Tom did go out, and the first piece is awesome because he remains awesome, because the Rabbanan said it remains awesome.
And he's operating with
And then Afkamina is going to be, if you take this piece of meat out, give it to a kfeila, is the Aruch says you've solved your problem. The Kotzer says you haven't solved your problem at all, because the Rabbanan asked it. Another Afkamina is, if you take this piece of meat and it gets mixed up biyavish with two other pieces of meat, according to the Aruch, there's no way, no how that you can apply bittul here, because you're talking about serious tam, and we have to be afraid that even though it's yavish, he may come to cook it together, and therefore he needs shishim. So the Aruch is going to say that we have to suspend the operation of bittul barov and substitute bittul b'shishim. According to the Kotzer, on the other hand, even in the worst case scenario, what are you afraid of? He might cook it with two other pieces of meat. So what? They will not be infected by this piece of meat because the tam already left in the previous cooking. Ella, what? This piece of meat is asura. That's a classical case of yavesh. That's like chametz with matzah, where everything is mutter based on rov. So you see, Zev, do you see where there's something counterintuitive here? What do I mean by counterintuitive? If I were to ask you the following question, between the Aruch and the Kotzer, who's Machmir and who's Make? What would have been your first intuition, your knee-jerk response? Who's the Machmir here, Rabosa? The Aruch is the Machmir, right? Because what is the Aruch telling you? He's telling you that Efshel Esof Da'as is an Issa D'Oraisa. The Kotzer would say, forget it, there's no Issa D'Oraisa. But paradoxically, and this is where I say it's sort of counterintuitive, the Kotzer is also Machmir. Why? Because whereas the Aruch would say that Kfela solves your problem, resolves your problem, and now with the Kfela, the Chatichas Choseres Leos Muteres, the Kotzer gets up and says, no, I want to be Machmir. And that's a new din of Efshel Softo Asur Mirabon. So that's why when I come back to the question I asked you about 10, 15 minutes ago, how do we paskin? Is it A, B, or C? There are three possibilities, you know. Right? There used to be when I was a kid, it was a television program. They had three things hidden behind doors, and you had to guess which of the doors it was. You know, so there are three opportunities here. How we paskin? We might paskin like the Rashba, which on one level is a real chumrah against the tour to assume that the tam. L'chumra is not niflat, and you have here a doraisa. We might paskin like the Kotzer, which is a gevaldige kula against the tour, because we're accepting the tour. And accepting that the Tam is Niflat, but we're going to still assume that even though the Kfela tells me he didn't taste anything, it remains Asur bin Rabbanon, the whole story. Or, and here's the third door, we pass it like both. Because there's no logical contradiction between accepting both the first Rash for the Orach and the second Rash for the Kotzer. I can actually embrace both. Which means, Rabosa, we're going to pile Chumra upon Chumra. We're going to have to be Machmir like the Rashba to require a Kfeila in order to remove any Chashash of the Oraisa, but then we're going to be Machmir like the Kotzer to insist that even in the light of the Kfeila and that revelation, we still have an Isa on this Chaticha by virtue of this Rabbanon of Efshel Esof to us. So really the third door opens up in front of our eyes in which we can accept La Halacha both Rashbas. Even though, again, the Rashba himself, you know, if we talk about the Rashba himself walking the cobblestones of Barcelona, he himself rejected his first position and accepted the position of the tour that there's a Plato Legamre, except that you're left with a little bit of vestige, we call it a Mashu of Tam Chalef, even after the second cooking, and that engenders an Issa D'Rabbanan. But forget about the original position, says the Rashba. I made a mistake in tripping you up to think that there's real serious time that's left in this chatik. Forget that. That's the Rashba himself. But la halacha, we can accept both the Rashba in the first round, in the Aruch, and the Rashba in the Kotzer, and be machmir in both ways. What we say in Yiddish, beit tzizam, both together. Why? Because we can take and embrace the Rashba Lechumra on the Aruch's level of Doraisa, because maybe there's serious Tam left. And then we can say, Bafilim Tim Salome, that you've removed the Tam, alright, the Kfela testifies to that effect. Nevertheless, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan because of the Kotzer. I can accept both. The fact that Rabbi Akiva Eger suspends, or I should say the other way around, the fact that Rabbi Akiva Eger applies the principle of Bittul Barov vis-a-vis this Chatich in a Yovich situation means that he has completely rejected the Rashba. Alternatively, maybe Rav Kiveg is talking about a case where the Kfela tasted it, and therefore there's no Chashash Doraisa, so the Tam is not an issue, and therefore it's pure Yovich, be Yovich is Bittul Barov. But I'm going to assume now that according to Rav Kiveg, we don't even have to give it to a Kfela. We can assume up front that there's no Tam left. Just like the tour would assume. The Tam was this Pashi throughout the Kedera, and your only Issa in the worst scenario is this Efshel Esof to Osim in Rabbanan as a new entity and a new Issa. That's what Rabbi Kivega means, that it's Batal Baruch. I'll give you another Chumrah of the Kotzer. There's a principle in Tarovis, if you want to make a note of it, called Chaticha HaRa'uya L'Hiskabed. Right? Which means that a piece of meat is something that you would serve under normal circumstances to your guests at the table. It's not something that you would be embarrassed about. It's real as kavod. You know, you wanna show that you're treating them beautifully, you bring out a piece of meat. Correct?
Chashivut.
So the din is that chaticha real is kavod, afilu be'elef lo bota. Chazal instituted a takana in which they suspend the operation of bittul with regard to a chaticha realis kavod. However, there's one proviso that the chaticha is asura machmas atzma. For example, nevela. If a piece of nevela gets mixed up with other pieces of meat, afilu elef lo bot. Why? Because nevela is a piece of meat that's asur mitzad atzma. And it's re'uyel is kaved, afilu be'elef lo bota. But what happens if you have a piece of meat which received a tam of the vela? It's not asura machmas atzma, but rather machmas bolua. For example, let's say this piece of meat that I X with red ink was cooked together with the vela benosein tam. Now this piece of meat gets mixed up with other pieces of meat. That's called an Iser Bolua, because again, this piece is kosher. It just was Bolea, the Tam Nevela. And therefore, you don't apply the principle of Chaticha Rilis Kabit Afil Be'elaflo Batal. Why? Because the Iser Shabo is only the Tam. And the Tam is not considered Efshel Es Kabit, in Rilis Kabit. Oh. What would you say about Efshel Esof to Asur, if it gets mixed up with other pieces of meat, Is it considered a chaticha rilus kavet? And it depends. If it's osur machmas atzmo, then chaticha rilus kavet. If it's osur machmas balua, then you don't apply the principle of chaticha rilus kavet. And this really would depend upon the Rashba and the Aruch and the Rashba and the Kotzer. The Rashba and the Aruch would say that it's Batel. And the Dinim of Bittel are in full force. It's real as Kaveh. No. It's Asur Machmas Bolua. Because we're Choshesh that the Tam Bolua is never Nifla. But if I go to Kotzer and the Tam Bolua was Nifla, Elohot, the Rabbanim of Mechadish, this brand new Isur, then it's Asur Machmas Atzmo. And here the Kotzer would be Machmir. And he would say it's Achaticha real as Kaveh. Afilu Be'ela Flo Bata. Now we get to the next half of the Prima Gun. The Yotze Lanu Hadin. Yotze Lanu Hadin. What he means, I'm going to give you a scenario, and based on everything that we've learned until now, we're going to be able to paskin on this scenario. Chatichas basa v'chadom shekibla tam chomeis be'erev Pesach korim sheish v'hoya v'lo hoya shishi. Okay, so you're making meat patties on Erev Pesach in the morning. I'm getting hungry already. Meat patties, I love meat patties, right? And of course you have to use, the breadcrumbs have to be whole wheat, that's for sure, okay. The acharkach bishlo imachiros kodem sheish vil v'yesh shishim keneged achomitz. So what happened? The amount of breadcrumbs that you used in the first cooking is 1/3. So now the meat has a tam bolua of chomitz, but it's kodem zman isuro. Now you cook it together with another 30 pieces of meat, such that now at this point, the tam of chametz in the meat is mispashe throughout the other 30 pieces, which now is a total of 60 pieces of meat, and therefore it is butter, correct? Kshebashesh, now the clock strikes midday, which means that chametz becomes also an erev Pesach midday. Achmiyom Arishon Tashbisu. Hachaticha nish'eres bi'isura. The chaticha remains also.
Remains.
Which Rashba is this? The Aruch or the Kotzer?
It's a good song.
Not at all. Again, what was the Kotzer saying? The Kotzer was saying that once it was Osir, it remains Osir. This piece of meat was never Osir, because it absorbed Chametz before Shas Isuro. Do you see what the Prima Gadol is trying to pull off here? The Prima Gadol is giving you a case, a scenario, in which this piece of meat never was Osir. So if you're applying the logic of the Kotzer, we have no problem over here. This is going to be Efshel Sokto Mutter according to the Kotzer, because since now this piece of meat is cooked with 60 pieces of meat, the Tam of Chametz is Nispashi throughout, because again the Kotzer insists, like the Tur, that the Tam is always Nispashi. Elie, what are you going to tell me? But there's an Issur Drabban and Efshel Sokto, because once it was Osir, but in this case it was never Osir historically, because when did you cook it? With chametz before the Shas Isuro, so it's heter v'heter. But says the Prima Gadol, let's apply the yardstick of the Aruch. What did the Aruch say?
That it's
lo polet. That the tam is still balua. No, when I get to the sixth hour, the tam blia is still stuck in that original piece of meat, even though it's being cooked with 60, because it wasn't niflat legamre. And now, when the curtain closes at 6, and now it's now shasi sur chametz, it's awesome. Ukshebah sheish achaticha nish'eres b'isura, even though you cooked it with 60, but with the inception of the isur chametz, it remains as because by virtue of the tam chametz that was nivla, that wasn't nifla. D'shema, again, keep in mind, we don't know that for sure there's a serious amount of tam here, but there's always a shema. Shema niflat klal, I'm sorry, shema lo niflat klal, we have to say that there's a ratio of 1 to 60, excuse me, 1 to 59, I should say. V'nishar b'tocha, and it's trapped in the meat, and this is the aruch. V'lo hoya shishim, and there's no shishim. But Rabosai, who could come in the clutch over here, as we say, and hit the grand slam? The kfela. Correct? Let's say we get a kfela here, and he tastes the meat, and he says, you know what, I don't taste any chametz. There's no bread taste in the meat. So then you've solved the problem of the aruch.
It's a non-Jewish kfela, obviously. Obviously,
because it's not really. Because again, no. But again, when do we invite the kfela? We're not going to wait till the sixth hour to invite the kfela. Why? Again, the two cookings, first 1 to 30, and now the second 1 to 60 took place. Both, if you read the Prima Garden, before the sixth hour. I don't even have to give it to a kfela. I can eat it myself. Or I can give it. My wife will taste it. She'll tell.
We just went on that point. What is a kefela? Because a kefela is an expert cook who can taste the tam. Now, are you an expert?
Is my wife an expert? So again, cook? You know, when we get to the semen of kefela, we'll have to deal with that. But let's assume my wife is a kefela. I don't want to get sidetracked here, because he's saying a beautiful shtickle Torah. He says, "Vilu afkshi gia sheish v'yotza acharkach su efshel soto asur." He says the following, and even if you'll tell me that subsequent to the sixth hour after the Shas Isur Chametz, the tam went out, that doesn't matter anymore, because does anybody know what the status of Chametz is as far as Bittul after Shas Isuro? Yeah. Correct, Chametz is also Mimashu. So the Kfela will only help you if he insists that before Shas Isuro, there was no tam of chametz left, and then the tam is batel. After the Shas Isuro, even if the tam went out, it would be irrelevant because the mashu itself would engender the isur. Umiu, ikodem sheish tam o lechaticha v'lo hoya tam. So before the sixth hour, the kfelo, or again, my wife is a kfelo, let's say, and she tastes it, and there's no tam, is Rabosai. What? Which Rashba have we solved now? For sure. Right? Again, Kfela. Should be a matter of rote. The Aruch. We've solved the Aruch now, right? Because there's no Tam. And if there's no Tam, it cannot become also later on. The Nehidalo Samchina Kfela Timas Yisrael Samchina. Oh, okay, this is already a whole different discussion. La'alocha for Ashkenazic Jews, based on the Rambam, we don't rely on Kfela. We don't trust them. Again, that's a complicated issue. Don't ask me any questions. Okay? But we do trust the Jew. And here in this case, we can ask the Jew to taste this before Shas Isuro. Again, if it's after Shas Isuro, the Jew can't take any, that would be jeopardizing him. Right? Oz hachaticha shari liachav sheish, the efshel sotelo shayach. Oh, now look at what the Prima Gadim is bothered by, and he adds another line here. What do you mean efshel soto is not shayach here? Why isn't it shayach? Because you've solved the problem of tam. How did you solve the problem of tam and clarify that there is no tam? The Jew tasted it before Shas Isur, but you still have another problem. You solved the problem of the aruch of tam, but what about the second problem, the problem of the kotzer? Mm-hmm. He says you've solved that problem as well. Keva da dayin hayakulo heter kodem sheish. It never became awesome to begin with. So even if you'll tell me, well, the tam is out, but kevin shenesar nesar, right? That's the drabbanan of the kotzer. Even that's not a problem because you already were matir it. In other words, you clarified that it was never awesome to begin with. But Rabosai, what do I see from this Prima Gadim? Which of the three doors did he enter into? Remember, we had three doors. One door says we paskin like the Aruch. The second door says we paskin like the Kotzer. And the third door says we accept both. Which of the doors did the Prima Gadim go into? Nobody's following.
Sounds like both.
Both, exactly. He's machmir for both. And he says that if you have te'ima, you could solve both problems and be marashah be matin these meat patties. Why? If you go with the aruch, we're going to solve that problem with kfela. The Ashkenazim don't rely on kfela. We don't rely on a guy, but we rely on a Jew. So the Jew is going to clarify that there's no tam chavis, which means that successfully the second bishul of this chavis balua in the basar removed all the bli of the chavis, and it's all dispersed throughout the kedera. And even the first piece of meat, which the Jew tastes, has no, and he's allowed to taste because kodem shasi suro, right? He's eating chavis. And he tells you there's no tam of chametz in the basar because the second bishul with shishim in it successfully removed the tam from this basar. We've solved the problem of the arach. Narvas, what about the katzer? The katzer says that once it was asur, I don't even care if there's no tam. And kfela doesn't help you. So all right, you establish that there's no tam, but it still remains asur. Ah, says the Prima Gadim. And for this, we're going to give him a PhD. He says, then, even the Katzer would not apply over here. Why? Because there was never Tam Iser here before Shasi Suro. In other words, it's true in the first cooking there was a Tam of Chametz in this Basar, but who cares? That's totally irrelevant. When does the katzer apply? That's only if that tam engendered a chal shem iser, a chef to the isur, and then it remains asur. Here, there was a serious tam of chametz at one point in history in the basar, but it was still mutter. We're eating it together with all that chametz before she shows. So therefore, says the Prima Gadim, I can even cover my bases as far as the katzer is concerned here in this case. Because with the inception of the Iser Chametz B'Shas Shishis, there is no Iser here. Why? Because there's no Tam in this bar. So there never was Tam in this bar. Again, there was historically a Tam in the bar, so, but we removed that Tam. And if we remove that Tam, then with the inception of Pesach, there is no Iser. No, when do we say that chametz is also b'mashu if the mashu falls in on Pesach? But if chametz fell in before Pesach and it was bittul, then it never became osur, and it won't become osur with the sixth day.
So when the clock struck six, before 12.
Right. Or sheish according to Zmanios, or 12 on our clock.
Why did it suddenly become osur?
It didn't become osur because there was no tam. Chametz can only become osur at 6 if there's a tam of chametz. Now, if chametz falls into your mixture on Yontif, on Pesach itself, then it asks b'mashu. Again, you have to know about Yovish B'Yovish, but in a kedera. Correct, there's only been no same tam. And if there was no same tam, and I know there was no same tam, why? Because my wife tasted it and she said there's no tam. And therefore it was batel. And therefore, there was, with the inception of Pesach, there was never an Iser. The Kitzar Maisa, you can only establish the Kotzer's Durabanon of Kevin Shanesar Nesar with the inception of Pesach. At that split moment, like you say, when the clock strikes 12, at that moment, was it Osir? If it was, it always remains Osir. Yeah. But it was never Osir at that hour because it was batel, Bepachas Mishishim, before then. How do I know? After all, the Rashba in the Aruch is worried that maybe it wasn't Niflat. The answer is because I tasted it. And if I tasted it, I know it was Niflat. And we're going to say Kevin Shenesar Nesar with the Drabanon of the Kotzer. That you don't say over here because since there was no Nesinus Tam of Chametz in the meat when the clock struck 12, it was never Osir to begin with. Is Mimela, even the Kotzer doesn't apply. But Rabosa, you see something fascinating. That the Prima Gadim accepts both the Aruch and the Kotzer. And there's a double whammy, a double chumrah. He came up with a brilliant scenario in which we modifshan, whether you take the Aruch or you take the Kotzer, it's always going to be mutter. I'm telling you, there's nothing like this in any secular discipline. I can promise you that. It's only in Turkey. So it's a little misleading because when you read the first paragraph of the Prima Gadim, and then he says that the Rashba accept, you know, that Halacha would only accept the Kotzer, you know, you get the impression that he's completely discounting the Kotzer, the Aruch. I don't think that that's so, because in the case that he gives you the next paragraph, he requires some sort of Te'ima in order to solve or address the problem of the Aruch, namely, maybe there's still Chametz Niflat here. Chametz Shalom Niflat.